The pandemic death toll for McLean County is now 75 people, yet that number doesn't reflect the true burden on health facilities in the region. McLean County Coroner Kathy Yoder says the number of dead who pass through her office is significantly higher than the county statistic because non-McLean County people come to Bloomington Normal for treatment and some die.
We're at 131 COVID-related deaths.
And Yoder says nearly a quarter of that total has come recently.
So in the last 2 weeks, we've had 31 deaths reported to our office that are COVID-related deaths. It's markedly high, and 60% of the COVID-related deaths in the last 2 weeks are from long-term care facilities.
Yoder says COVID deaths of people from long-term care facilities are coming through her office at 3 to 4 a day right now. The State Department of Public Health reports more than two-thirds of all pandemic cases at long-term care facilities in McLean County connect to recent outbreaks. There are now 11 active outbreaks at such facilities in the county, more than the number of closed outbreaks. Active means cases recorded at a facility within the last 28 days. Yoder says when her staff goes to nursing homes to pick up bodies of people who died, most workers at those places take good precautions, but not all.
The staff member was not wearing their mask, and they were sadly twirling it in their fingers. That makes me sad, and it makes me sad for all the other residents there.
Yoder says families depend on those staff to keep their loved ones safe. She says her office reported that health protocol violation to the state, but declined to name the facility. State data shows 365 COVID cases at long-term care facilities in McLean County associated with active outbreaks. No matter how you slice that number, it doesn't look good. Here are a couple ways to look at it. 69% of all COVID cases at long-term care facilities in McLean County connect to recent outbreaks. And more than 41% of deaths associated with McLean County's long-term care facilities have come in recent outbreaks. State records show the largest active outbreaks are at the McLean County Nursing Home, Arcadia of Bloomington, and Heritage Health of Normal. It's not just nursing homes that are hotspots, by the way. A third of the total pandemic-related deaths through the McLean County Coroner's Office have happened in the last 2 weeks. It might have been worse, even. Statewide, COVID numbers have not spiked 3 weeks after Thanksgiving. But state data show the rapid rise in the weeks preceding Thanksgiving hasn't subsided much either. State Public Health Director Dr. Ngozi Ezike says some hopeful trends seem to stall after the long holiday weekend. Onward to Christmas. I'm Charlie Schlenker.